Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
Hello and welcome to Two Peas
Same Pod.
I'm your co-host Eric Weinstein.
And I'm the other co-host Tova Weinstein.
And welcome to our father-daughter podcast, basically 30 minutes of nothing.
30. Give or take a couple.
Give or take a couple. So welcome and thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
Today.
This morning, whatever. Again, from our remote studios, our plush but not quite overly ostentatious studios.
It actually is pretty plush and comfy for myself, I might add. I am relaxing on the couch. It is perfect, actually, perfect length for me. I am about 5, almost 1, and my feet almost touch the end of the couch.
I thought you were 5'2"-ish.
Oh, my God, in my dreams. I'm 5, almost 1. I'm like 5 3/4. 3/4 of an inch.
You're like a giant compared to your mother.
I know. And every single time that I go to the doctor's office and they do my height check, I like just like assume it's going to be like 5'1 even. I assume I'm going to grow that extra quarter of an inch, but I never do.
You're actually 6 feet tall, but short for your height.
I think you've made that joke.
I have.
And I don't, it's not funny.
Oh, it's funny.
Who's laughing? Anyone? Anyone? I don't see anyone.
That hurts.
Anyway, so okay. The last time we talked to the viewers was before the Tom Brady.
You mean the last time we talked to the listeners?
Last time you went to the alcohol store, you mean the liquor store. Yeah, I'm done with you. I'm done. Viewers, listeners, you people know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, they know what you're talking about because they're listening.
Okay, listeners, listen up. Last time you listened to us banter, it was before the Tom Brady roast.
Yes, it was that night. We recorded that day, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that night was the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, I think we have a couple of comments to make about it.
So this will be our first segment, the World Peas segment, where we talk about different things in pop culture across the world. And thankfully, this one was close to home. I think they performed it in L.A., mm-hmm. But here we are.
Was it in L.A.?
Yeah, but here we are across the country. But it's in the same country, so it's part of the world.
Across the pond.
No, not across the pond. So what did you think of the Tom Brady roast?
I thought it was funny. So let's paint the picture. All three of us were watching it. And then by me watching it, I was playing 2048, kind of half listening to the jokes. I think I made it to the end of like Drew
Bledsoe. He was the first speaker.
I made it to the end of him. No, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart won.
Oh, that tool bag.
I know. You don't really love Kevin Hart.
Do not.
And Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross.
Right? Love Jeff Ross.
Comedy Roast Master General, right?
Yes, yes.
I was listening to some other podcasts and people are like, oh, like we don't know him from many things. Like, just like Comedy Central and like just roast. And I'm like, yeah, that's his shtick. And they're like, but what does he do? And I'm like, that's his shtick. And
he's ever a stand-up since people, comic.
I thought the jokes, I thought none were offensive. And with that being said, I think that no joke should be off limits. I think if you agreed to get roasted, I think that no joke should be off limits. I think you should. Yes, it showed Tom Brady was a good sport, but I would have still cracked those children jokes. He can't. That can't be the one thing he tells people that.
But he didn't.
Apparently,
the only thing he was offended by, which I have since heard was a put on, was that when Jeff Ross made that crack about Bob
Kraft. Was fake. That was fake.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
what I mean.
Saying
a
it's like it was planned out when he leaned into Jeff Ross and was like, "Don't say that shit again."
I don't understand that. Why?
When they made the comments about Bob Kraft and the massage parlor,
I understand why he. I understand the joke that was made. I don't understand why Tom Brady decided that was where he's going to draw the line, because what I did think stepped on across the line a little bit was the stuff about Bridget Moynihan. Okay, because Bridget Moynihan is the mother of his oldest kid, Jack.
The one he kisses?
Yes. And there was no reason to bring her into the mix. She's been out of his life since Jack was born, other than co-parenting. And like there's nothing public out there about the two of them, really. Their relationship broke up, 15, 18 years ago.
Okay, but that's not offensive. That's just maybe like it wasn't.
No, why pick on Bridget Moynihan?
I don't know, Bridget Moynihan. I'm guessing if I was a little bit of a bigger fan, I would care, but I don't really
care. She's on Blue Bloods.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
The Aaron Hernandez stuff is offensive. Nah, his, like, fiancé came out about it. It's not offensive.
Beyonce, what does she have to say about this?
His past fiancé.
Yes. Yeah, the queen bee.
When you're like, you're a murderer and stuff, I don't know if you can kind of rest in peace, but I don't know if you can go too far in the roast. Anyway, I don't think that Seth should have been off limits. He kisses his son when they're wearing Speedo bathing suits. I don't know. Just weird all around, all around. There's so much to make fun of him for, and I think that people did it justice. Yes, he's a good sport and all, but let's just say when they would pan away from him during like a joke, we could tell that they were panning away from him for a reason. And he looked like Skeletor.
Yeah, he does look like he's really thinned down. Oh. And it looks like, or the rumor out there is he's had some cosmetic work done. Which...
Well, yeah, obviously he can't move his face. I told you, I said that, did I not? I go, it looks like he can't move his face. Can't move his face. Can't move his face.
Can could he move his face? Face?
Can't move his face. No.
What did you say?
Can't move his face. No,
I thought there were a couple of really bad performances.
Who do you think was bad?
Well, I thought Randy Moss he just wasn't funny.
He looks like Skeleton too.
I thought that Randy Moss really wasn't that funny, but I also heard that he wrote his own material and he didn't want anybody else writing for him.
They're all saying that. Someone said that Gronk said that. Someone said that Belichick said that. I don't believe
this.
No,
for sure. No, I don't believe that at all. Yeah. Randy Moss, you could tell that was sort of amateurish. But the other people, they had some polished jokes.
I thought it was unfair. Sorry to interrupt, but I will continue to do so.
Yes.
I thought Nikki Glaser did a great job.
Nikki was fantastic.
Something's different about her. Like,
she's
definitely had
some work done.
I can't put my finger on it, but like, she looks like something's like just slightly off. Like, she used to have like bright blonde hair, like dark.
Yeah, so she
eyebrows.
Colored her hair. You know all about that.
No. But there's something. There's just something that I can't put my finger on. She just looks a little bit different.
Can you put your finger on it?
Can't. It's just on the tip of my tongue. On the tip of my tongue. But yeah, I thought the Tom Segura and Bert, they weren't that funny.
No, they were terrible, I thought. They for two guys who are professional comedians, who sell out massive theaters and stadiums, who perform with the top people, they sucked.
Well, it just felt too much like a skit because like they obviously had to like rehearse the two of them, like because it wasn't just one of them.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like Will Ferrell showing up as Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, that wasn't
that
funny.
Was just
stupid. Well, we don't like Will Ferrell.
More cowbell, people, more cowbell. So Tova has no idea what that refers to, but it's a funny skit. I'll show you later.
In here?
Is this Punk Utova? Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was particularly funny. I thought Ben Affleck was either under the influence of something or...
He was coked out.
He was coked out, really?
No, yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
I don't know.
Everyone's saying they all went skiing before the show, which is what they call doing cocaine.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I get it. They went, okay, funny. I thought it was okay. There's been a tremendous amount of good and bad all week long on the talk shows and on the web. Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff.
They called it the greatest roast of all time because he's the GOAT. Yeah,
yes. I thought Peyton Manning was pretty funny, actually.
I don't think I saw Peyton Manning.
No, he was towards the very end. And Belichick, I thought, was funny. He started off rough.
He was like the last one that I saw. He got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he's had a bad spring. Okay, after he got fired in the wintertime, he was a finalist allegedly for the Atlanta Falcons job, but didn't get it, and now he's just doing some TV stuff. But he, you know, if he could open up, if he could let his guard down a little bit, he could be okay.
I just think some of those people just aren't meant to like open their mouth and make jokes.
Well, that's true.
Like
that's
it was
always fun. Yeah.
Like Gronk, like it was funny, like watching him put the pieces in his head together. But the jokes, he's funny. I honestly feel bad, but I just feel like he doesn't know how stupid he is, so he's just like kind of living life on the edge. The next night was the Met Gala, and
please, I got no use for that.
I know. I don't really. I mean, people are in memorable looks. Well, Kim Kardashian looked terrible. Did you see like her big spiel?
Oh yeah, with whatever she was wearing to pull in her waist was
that she couldn't breathe, and she was wearing like the weirdest sweatshirt, and she was like, "Yeah, I just went outside to grab my boyfriend's sweatshirt. I'm cold," and she's wearing like literally like a gray sweatshirt like around her like shoulders with that dress on.
And, who's like, her current boyfriend?
Is it Odell Beckham Jr.? Is that the football guy?
Yeah, he's the football player.
It's something like that. It's one of the juniors.
Well, there's a lot of juniors.
But her hair was like, she was supposed to be, I think, like a damsel in distress. Like, I don't know. But I thought the theme Sleeping Beauty could have been interpreted better by all the famous people. And I love how a new trend on TikTok got started from the Met Gala, because people are finally realizing how terrible influencers are and out of touch they are. So there's this new trend going around that it's like celebrity block challenge, and people are just blocking. Like, there's a list, and pretty, it's like The Rock's on there, Oprah, Selena Gomez, JoJo Siwa, Chris Olsen, and Hailey Bailey, which were the two influencers at the Met Gala that people are now like starting to like hate. People want, unfollow the Daily Mail. I don't know why Mark Hamill is on here. Amy Schumer.
What is that list you're reading? Is that the guest list?
No, this is the guest. This is the list of like who's getting blocked and who we're blocking out of our lives on Instagram and unfollowing. And then let me just finish off the list. People said TMZ, Doja Cat, Netflix, J-Lo, Lizzo, Justin Bieber, Meghan Trainor, Hailey Bieber, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Tom Brady. And that's just like people, and there's a bunch of TikToks now, and you can see all of their follower counts. People are losing like millions of followers. Like Kim Kardashian's losing millions
of
followers.
But why? Why?
People are just done. Like, they're so out of touch. Like, they're all the celebrities like are so, a ticket to the Met Gala is like $75,000. And people are just so like over it. And like, I think people are just done. Anyway, so I love how that challenge is coming about. I think I'm going to do an unfollowing spree of myself.
You're going to unfollow yourself?
No, of like people like that I don't need to be following, because I only need to see certain people. I don't really care about that many people's lives, but like the people I do care about, like I want to see what's going on. Instagram is just like such a silly concept, and following people, I only like to follow like the people that I'm close with. And like I have people, for example, like on my Snapchat, like I only have people that I want to talk to and that I'm close with and that I personally know. I know people who have like public Snapchats that have like a bunch of people on Snapchat they've never even like met, and they're like Snapchat.
I got no Snapchat.
That's weird as fuck.
I really got no Instagram game either.
Yeah, you don't have anything going on.
I just watch it for the dog videos.
Me and Nick, we went to the Capitol Grill for our 3-year anniversary, and it was delicious. And then we went over to Van. What is it? There's this new ice cream place in Chestnut Hill that took over Oddfellows. Oh, it's called Van Leeuwen. Van, V-A-N, L, capital L-E-E-U-V-E-N. Shout out.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. I got ice cream cake.
As a flavor?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
And then Nick got like brown butter cookie dough something. They have like Earl Grey tea as a flavor. Interesting.
It's too bad like he didn't get like sautéed spinach flavor. I know how much he likes his vegetables.
I know. We got cream spinach at the grill, at the Capitol Grill, because I thought maybe if we disguise some of the vegetables. No, but it's a texture thing. That spinach is a very unique flavor and texture.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of spinach myself. I like sautéed spinach cooked.
Yeah,
I don't like raw spinach.
I know. I like raw spinach. But the truffle fries.
But then you went and got ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, that just fills the crack.
What else you got?
Did you see the webcam portal in New York to Ireland thing?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's like this weird thing in New York City. There's just like this portal in the middle. It's like this like freestanding thing. And if you look in it, on the other side, it's just like people in Ireland on the other side of it.
What do you mean? Describe this more accurately if
I don't
you
know.
Can.
It's like a portal.
What but do you mean
it's
a
like
portal?
It's like a little like portal that you look through, and it has like a screen in the middle, and then the screen, it's like live stream from Ireland.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
they're like saying hi to people like through like a different dimension or whatever.
Not a different dimension. It's just a live video feed. It's
exactly,
like FaceTime.
Exactly. It's
just FaceTime.
But so I was just going to ask if you've seen that.
I have not. That's a little weird. I mean, if you
say
said a
hello
portal
to
weird.
Our listeners in Dublin.
Yeah, I don't think we have that many people in Dublin. I know we're big in Denmark. Love the Danish.
We love the Danish.
I love a donut too.
But yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about the Women's Basketball League just starting. Why are you, what?
No, I'm just leaning back and relaxing.
He's doing one of those like the dreaded like head back leans. Like, no. Why are you talking about this again? Which I
no, I'm just leaning back because I'm tired.
Your face is tiring. But anyway, women basketball season starting up, so I'm seeing some stuff about that. But I'm also kind of confused because I saw my buddy Paige at UConn graduated, but hopefully she's doing a fifth year and playing basketball another year because I'm confused. And then last thing I'll mention is Trisha Paytas, one of my favorite celebrities. And I think I was thinking about the other day, I was like, who would be the one celebrity I would actually be like upset, like actually like shaken if they maybe like passed away? And I think for me, it'd be Trisha, just because hear me out. Her podcasts are 3 hours long. Like, she knows how to do it, but she talks. I love just listening to her ramble. She talks so fast too. And she just talks about so many different things and like hot topics. And she's been in so many controversies that it's just funny to see her opinion nowadays because she's grown so much.
At this point, why don't we move
okay
into our Peas Are Family segment.
Go ahead. Peas Are Family.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I got all my brothers, sisters, Frankie.
Welcome to our Peas Are Family segment, where we talk about a story from our family lore.
Mm-hmm. Lore.
And this week, I think, let's chat a little bit about our trip in 2010 to Walt Disney World. Where
was that the trip where we had really good food or no?
No, that was 2012. So let's just set the stage a little bit for 2010. So we went sort of a last-minute trip in 2010, April vacation. We went to Disney World in Florida. It was really too late to get a decent room at the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. And they were very expensive. As anybody who's ever been to Disney knows, they know how to take your money, that's for sure. So 2010, we did this last-minute trip to Disney World. I think we drove to New Jersey, and we flew out of Newark.
Carlos Bakery.
We stopped at Carlos Bakery.
And I met the sister, Mary.
Is that Mary?
She was the dramatic one at the time.
Yes.
And she was awesome in person.
And yeah, we got some great pictures, and we got some nice little pastries. But we flew from Newark, and we stayed down there. And we stayed at this place. I figured it was a Marriott, and it was a Marriott timeshare resort near SeaWorld. But it was really nice. It was one of the first times we had ever traveled, and we stayed in a place big enough where we had 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. And so you and Josh had your own room with 2 queen beds, and Mom and I had like a regular master bedroom. It had laundry in the unit. It was nice, and it wasn't that expensive. It had its own kitchen, dining area. It was good. It was good.
Okay.
So we're down in Florida, and it just so happens that my buddy Hugh was down there at the same time with his family, and they were staying at the resort at the Bay Tower Hotel or Bay Shore Hotel, Bay Lake, I don't know, some bay, which is right next to the Magic Kingdom. And he and I were trying to connect during the week. We're always texting each other or emailing each other about all these crazy things that are going on, because his trips down there are always crazier than mine. But we were down there, and I wasn't feeling well. We went one day to Universal.
I wasn't feeling well. But he was feeling well enough to get up and go meet his bestie, Hugh.
So we went one day to Universal. It was very hot, very humid. And we went to the Islands of Adventure Park later in the day, and I really wasn't feeling well. And without giving too much medical information away about myself, I have low blood pressure, naturally low blood pressure. My grandmother had low blood pressure. My mother has low blood pressure. I have low blood pressure.
I think we should be honest with the listeners.
Of course.
Open and honest. So nothing's TMI.
No, there are plenty of things that are TMI. But in this particular case, I am on a high sodium diet. I've been for a long time.
Why you like salt?
Yes, from the early 90s, when I was first diagnosed. When I get low blood pressure incidences, I feel lightheaded and I feel dizzy and nauseated.
Do you see stars?
I don't know if it's ever gotten really that severely low.
You know, like when you get up too fast?
Maybe a little bit, a little dizzy-ish.
That's what was happening when I was the time I fainted in the shower, and I woke up and I puked all over Mom.
Yeah, that was a great event.
Yeah, that was fun. That was weird. Out of the ordinary, but.
So we were at Islands of Adventure, and I wasn't feeling well, so I sat down, and I got a couple of bottles of water and actually a bottle of iced tea, and you, Mom, and Josh went off and did your thing. And we had dinner plans that night for everybody to meet up with Papa someplace. Mm-hmm. I think it was called the Copper Canyon Cafe on International Drive in Orlando. And you and Mom and Josh went.
You stayed behind.
I stayed behind at the unit. And so eventually.
Because he didn't feel well, people.
Yes, I didn't feel well.
You know what? When you don't feel well, I feel like you don't really have that much of an appetite. Or if you do have an appetite, you want like crackers or something. You don't want to work for your food.
So I was feeling much better after a while.
After we left.
That should tell everybody.
After we left the hotel.
That should tell everybody everything they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling better and I was hungry. I hadn't really eaten much all day because I just wasn't feeling well. But now all of a sudden, you know, my blood pressure must have stabilized and I was feeling better. And so I was hungry and needed to eat something. Yes.
We need to give lore. So I think the night before,
yes,
we had gone out to dinner and Josh had wanted to go to the ESPN zone.
Yes.
That was on the boardwalk.
At Disney.
Is it still open?
No, the ESPN zone or ESPN club, whatever it's called, is done.
Oh.
It's closed.
But so he just needed to eat here. And there was a game on. I forget what game was on, but
it was like a Bruins. It was a hockey game.
Yeah, it was a hockey game. But playoff, so anyway, Josh, we just had to go there. So we go and there's like a long ass wait. And
it was.
I guess this trait stayed with me because I guess I was hangry from a young age on.
Yes.
Because we had to wait in the pouring rain. We waited till like 9 o'clock at night and we finally got in. And then by that time, no one really wanted anything too heavy by that point because it was already like late. We waited a while. We were wet. We were damp. And so I got some chicken wings. And these chicken wings were.
What flavor chicken wings were they?
Teriyaki chicken wings. And these chicken wings were some of the best chicken wings I have ever had. They had the like sweet but tangy sauce. It like wasn't too messy. It wasn't too oily and greasy. It wasn't too sticky. And it had like sesame like seeds on the outside of it. Scallions. And it had like the physical like wing. The wing was connected. So you had to like, let's just say, they were some damn good teriyaki chicken wings.
This is 14 years later, people. We're still talking about these chicken wings.
And so I ate a couple of them really fairly quickly, and I got pretty full. And so I was.
It was also late. It was like 10:30 at night.
And so I was like, I'm just going to take these back. We were staying at this hotel, so I was able to take them up, maybe reheat them later in the oven.
Yes,
and
maybe.
So I, yeah, maybe. Fat maybe. And so I. Tatha, I asked for a box, and at the restaurant, I took the pen from the check, and I wrote on top of the box, in quotation marks, Tova's apostrophe S teriyaki chicken wings with the date on them. Now, two things, apostrophe S, which is possessive, as in Tova's. These chicken wings belong to Tova. Tova's teriyaki chicken wings with the date to know when I got them and when they would be good for me to eat.
Well, okay. So fast forward to the next night when everybody else has gone out for dinner. I'm stuck back at the hotel because I hadn't been feeling very well. And I don't have a car because Mom took the car and the kids.
You told her probably to take the car and kids.
How else is she going to get there?
Probably take the effing car and the effing kids.
Maybe the second part.
Mm-hmm.
So... Everybody's out. I'm there by myself. We don't have that much food in the unit because we didn't go food shopping.
Don't play victim now because didn't you and Hugh grab food when you guys went out later?
No, we just got a drink. Anyway, let me finish what happens here. The audience, they're desperate to hear the punchline.
Oh, yeah. They're on the edge of their seats.
You've already pretty much given it away. So I look in the fridge and besides some of the stuff that I didn't want to eat, I saw the box that said, Tova's chicken wings.
With the possessive S on you.
Okay.
Just...
So my interpretation at that time was it's not so much the possessive S. It was more of an identifier. What's in that box? Nope. Oh, those were Tova's chicken wings. That's all. It wasn't like Tova's chicken wings, do not touch or I will break your fingers. It was more like in this box are the wings that Tova had.
I wouldn't have put an apostrophe if it wasn't possessive.
You would have just said Tova chicken wings?
I would have said chicken wings. I would have said chicken wings.
Oh, I see. You wouldn't have labeled them with your name.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have said chicken wings. I would have just said chicken wings.
In any event.
If they were up for grabs. We waited through the rain. I was hangry. There was a game on. It was loud. And yet, everything I had to show for that experience was gone. In the toilet, 5 minutes later, probably.
Well, no, it wasn't like that. Not at all.
Oh, so you just felt all dandy after eating my chicken wings. Gave you enough protein to get up, jump up, go get a drink with your buddy.
So I heated up the oven, stuck those wings in there, took them out, ate them, and damn, were they good. And
I was excited to reheat them, seeing as I can't usually reheat chicken wings at my house.
Oh, were they good? They were so delicious.
I want to punch him in the face to this day when we speak about this
story.
So
she comes back from the Copper Canyon Grill. They all come back, and I need the car because I actually had made plans to meet Hugh that night for a drink.
Oh, he's just all dandy. He's dandy.
Well, I'm feeling better now. My blood pressure is regulated. And
men are so dramatic when they're sick.
And I now have some food in my stomach, delicious chicken wings, I might add. And I think you lost your mind.
Oh, I think that's an understatement.
You were mad. You were mad. Now, thankfully for me, I was leaving the hotel and going to meet Hugh.
So you probably were just like, see ya, sucker. See ya, Lane. You have to deal with this whiny bitch.
So by the time I got back, it was very late and it was a terrible stormy night. You're lucky I even made it back alive. So I did make it back from seeing Hugh that night. It was very late.
I curled up in my bed?
By the time I got back, everybody was asleep. It was like 1 a.m.
So I wasn't having a terrible nightmare about my teriyaki chicken wings?
No, but apparently for the past 14 years you have.
Yep, I wake up every night.
I'm telling you people, I never hear the end of it. Anytime there's any possibility
and
of...
We went back since, and I got them, yeah. I think, once.
And they weren't and as then, good.
Yeah, they weren't not as good. And
they were good that
like,
night when I reheated them, though.
Let's just say he owes me one still.
Please.
And let's just say I have been possessive-essing everything ever since.
She has, and I still don't look at it as the possessive meaning don't
maybe
touch.
Maybe you should learn a lesson or two.
It's an identifier, people. That's all. It was just an identifier. In this box were the chicken wings that Tova ordered at the ESPN Zone. That's all. That's all it meant. It didn't mean don't touch them. If she had said that, she should have written on the box, do not touch these.
He knows he's fighting a losing battle because I'm just giving him a look on my face. And
oh, yes.
He knows because he hasn't heard the end of it in these past
14 years. I have not heard the end of it.
He knows who was right in this story.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So next up is our segment called Peas of Information.
This is your segment.
This is my segment.
Did you even prepare questions?
This is where I toss a couple of random questions at Tova unrelated to anything we've talked about. And we
just how it moved from a set number 5 to
I'm knocking that down to 2 or 3.
Where you just throw questions.
All right, so let me ask you this: what is or what was your favorite cartoon?
I don't like cartoons, so nothing.
So then, in that case, then what was your favorite Nickelodeon or Disney Channel show?
It's a good one. I mean, at the time, my probably most watched one was either Hannah Montana or like iCarly or Victorious. Do you think Jesse was up there?
I was just about to say, what about Hey Jesse?
I don't think it was one of those shows that I watched like a lot, though. I think I just turned it on whenever it was like kind of on. But it wasn't one of those shows you kind of look forward to.
There were
to.
A lot of those junky shows like Austin and Ally. Oh,
wait, I was just cracking up because I saw a TikTok the other day and there was like a compilation of clips from that show. And Austin's friend Dez, like the coconut ginger guy, he was ruthless towards Ally. He would just be like, oh, yeah, like... She'd be like, oh, yeah, like, I just got ready. And he'd be like, you look terrible. Like, he would just, like, be ruthless to her. And then you have Trish, Manny.
Oh, yeah.
Manny, what, Delgado's sister in
real
life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rainy Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's right, Rainy.
What's his real name? Manny? Is it Manny Rodriguez? Or?
No.
Rico. Yeah, but we love Rainy Rodriguez. Some of my college friends, like, tweeted at her, like, way back when. And then she tweeted back at them, like, I hope you choose niceness. And then she blocked them. Stardom gets to a lot of people's heads nowadays.
Hasn't gotten to ours.
So I know, right? Well, yeah. It kind of did get to my head when we had that little drama action going on. And I was like, people actually care what we have to say.
Not really.
I think so. But anyway, so my favorite, I really did like Victorious. I feel like I could watch that show. You really didn't like, there was a specific April Fool's episode you didn't like. And you don't, I think we talked about, you don't like the way they portrayed Ariana Grande in the Bibble abduction.
I hated that episode,
but I love this character, Sykowitz. I thought he was hysterical.
Yeah, he was weird.
I loved how they kind of, on Nickelodeon, they kind of combined like, they did some shows, like they had Helen from Drake and Josh come in and be the principal of the fine arts place. And like they had like Crazy Steve and like they had Jeanette McCurdy play like a character. I don't know. I just love the way those things like kind of intertwined. Then at the beginning, there's one scene at the beginning of the April Fool's episode. They go, was that the bell? And then Drake Bell just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They like, but you hated some of those. You were like, this is so stupid. And I would think that's why I kind of liked it. I also, for the record, did like Wizards of Waverly Place. I feel like we forget about that one.
Yeah, we do, even though Selena, we talk about her a lot.
Selena, yeah, but people don't really remember
and
Wizards of
Waverly
Place.
And then David Henry doing a dual role. He's on Wizards and he's on
How I Met Your Mother. We were just talking about that too. Yeah, Himmium was a good show. We never watched How I Met Your Father, that stupid reboot with Jamie Lynn.
No, it wasn't Jamie Lynn.
Who was it?
Hillary Duff.
It was Hillary?
Hillary.
Oh, we like Hillary.
We're okay because she's in Cheaper by the Dozen.
And isn't she Lizzie McGuire?
Yes.
What was your favorite Disney movie that I watched? Not like Cinderella, blah, 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 but like we have Princess Protection Program. We have the Hannah Montana movie. We have Sweet Life on Deck. Movie, I think they did.
I just think you'd always default to the Country Bears.
I know. Or the Victorious iCarly episode with Kenan Thompson and the panda. Yeah. There are so many good shows. I just wish they weren't so weird and like created by Dan Schneider. Oh, speaking of, me and Nick just finished Baby Reindeer. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
Have you heard about just the plot of the movie?
I don't really know the plot. I know a little bit, but
mentally ill stalker woman stalks Richard Gadd, but it's like to the extreme. But it shows, I had to tell Nick to like turn one of the episodes off because Netflix went way too far and it made me like really uncomfortable. And at the beginning of the episode, they had a sexual abuse notification, but I was like, oh, F no. And Richard Gadd admits to a lot of stuff in that show that like I would take to my grave. So I don't suggest watching that show. Okay. I don't.
Okay, so Tova, not a fan of...
But it makes me not ever want to be a comedian. I would make it so much further than probably Richard Gadd, but...
Okay, and on that note...
Is he related to Josh Gadd from the one who's in New Girl?
I know who Josh Gadd
is. Bearclaw! Right?
Yes, I know who Josh Gadd is. I think he was Lumiere in the remake of Beauty and the Beast.
In Olaf. He was Olaf,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was Olaf, yes.
Is that it for me? Two questions?
Yeah, that's it for two questions. We're almost at 50 minutes of
two
recording.
Questions, two P's, two podcast. Oh, no.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so on that note, people, after our two questions for the second P.
Okay.
Two
questions, second P.
Until next time, America, this has been Eric Weinstein.
And Tova Weinstein.
Saying peace out.
And peace on you. See you next Tuesday, people.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
Two Peas, Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative Content and Marketing Director Tova Weinstein. Executive Producer and Chief Editor Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for 2P Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was 2P's Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.